Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, January 10th. The grains closed mixed with March corn down a penny and three quarters, closing at 358 and a quarter. March beans up 8.5 cents, closing at 1013 and three quarters. And March wheat down 0.5 cent, closing at 426 and three quarters. Well, once again, the beans led the way higher here. Meal was up 360 a ton. Oil was up 16 ticks. We started off the day lower and immediately started to climb, and really was in pretty much a buy mode most of the day here in the beans. Obviously, the funds wanted to step up and buy more. I really haven't seen much fundamentally that would explain it. There was one report out of Argentina claiming that the crop could have gone from 56 million metric tons down to 50 million metric tons because of the wet weather and the poor conditions they've got there. But the smart people that I talked to here today find it really hard to believe. So, you know, it was just another one-day bounce. It may have been. We've got November beans basically up to 10 bucks. You know, we've got the report on Thursday. I think we're going to see a few less corn bushels on production side, a few more beans. We've got plenty of beans around the world. We're going to plant more beans. You know, I'm really surprised with the funds this long that they've been able to sustain it as long as they have. Wheat and corn under a little bit of pressure here today. Again, I don't want to be short wheat or corn here. I think we've got some upside potential with the funds short as much as they are. Looks like we've tried to turn a corner on both the corn and the wheat markets to move higher. Wheat's closed over the trend line, which I think is positive out here. If we could ever get March corn to close over 370, it would be a very powerful signal out here. But we've just been kind of in these ranges. I wish there was something a little more positive out here. Maybe the market's waiting for the report on Thursday. We'll see. But I guess for tomorrow, it's going to be pretty much a matter of what the funds want to do. We don't see Argentina really drying out anytime soon. So if we continue to get more stories of more rain in Argentina, I suppose the market can push its way higher. But when you look at the world carryouts, you know, we can certainly afford to lose some of the production out there. Though, you know, at $10 beans, if the funds want it, they can certainly move it higher out here. The crude oil was down $1.14. I think that weighed on the corn. Well, we didn't see it really affect the oil too much, of the bean oil anyway. Every time we get near 55 bucks on the crude, we back it away. I don't think the crude is going anywhere long term unless there's some real problems in the Middle East, in which case, you know, all bets are off. But as far as just a commodity and the supply of the commodity, I think crude's going to have an awful tough time closing over $55 anytime soon. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.